Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now it is time for Ask Alicia. In episode 3, we talked about phenomenal women, and I asked you what makes you a phenomenal woman, and I received some amazing responses. The first one here comes from Martine. She is 44. She is a mother of 4, and she says this: I am a phenomenal woman because of my faith in God. I am an amazing mom, resilient and strong. I know that I am enough, and I am blessed, and I deserve to be loved. That's good. I am allowed to be loved. I love to help others. I am loyal, and I wear my heart on my sleeve. Don't we all, Martine? I no longer allow negativity to enter my life. My peace is everything. I was a teen mom of 2 boys and lost my 3-year-old to cancer, and I survived in pain. The journey has been tough, but I have learned to trust the process and enjoy life. God bless you, Martine. Thank you so much for sharing why you are a phenomenal woman. And Martine says, I asked women in my life this question, and here are their answers. See, she did her homework. She asked Rebecca the question. Rebecca's 36. What makes me a phenomenal woman is the fact that no matter what is given to me, I refuse to give up. I'm phenomenal because I'm not supposed to be here, but I'm here, thriving and surviving in life. I'm phenomenal because God favored me. That is wonderful, Rebecca. And Sandra, who is 44, I would say I'm phenomenal because I have made a way when I didn't think there was a way. Been strong when I didn't think I could be strong. You better preach, girl. Raised 2 wonderful young men, and I'm still standing tall, ready to conquer more of my journey. All right now, Sandra. And also her Aunt Lisa, who is 49. I am phenomenal because I am confident and fierce. I believe in my family, that the love I give to them, I can give to others who don't know or feel me. Go ahead now, Lisa. I am phenomenal because I am spiritually bonded with God and the universe. I am phenomenal because my walk says I can, and my talk says I got this. Now, come on now, look at here. She got somebody else. Lakita, 41, says, I'm beautiful and strong, helpful, and I don't take nothing for granted. And last but not least is Miss Rhonda at 60 years of beautiful age. My birth was phenomenal. I was a phenomenal baby and a phenomenal child. You better speak that. I was groomed to be a phenomenal woman. So when life knocked me down to my knees several times, I would always pray my way back up, brush off, and keep going because I was created by my phenomenal father. And as his child, I'm a phenomenal woman. Amen and amen. I have more responses, but these were the first two responses. I want to say thank you so much, Martine, for all that you did and all the work you put in to respond for that question of the day under Ask Alicia. So make sure that if you want to share something with me, you can go to our Facebook account, She Words Facebook, and put it in there. Or you can email us at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you each and every time you hear the podcast. Share something amazing with us. I am am excited about our podcast today because this is the first She Words podcast where we have a special guest with us here in the studio. And yes, we are in the studio. I'm not in my kitchen. I'm not in my basement. And I'm not in my office. No shade to anybody that does that. But I am excited that I have a location. And this individual was able to meet me here in this location. Our topic today is finding the beauty in you, the beauty inside of you. And I know this individual's personal journey. She has many accolades that I can give her, but I want her to introduce herself. Remember I talked about that in the First She Words podcast? Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. Do you remember that, Tiffany?
I do.
Did you go on the playground and do double dutch and, you know, sit there with your girls and do the hand gestures and, you know, roll your eyes and pop your mouth?
I did, but I was not good at it. So
you weren't good at it?
No, I just know how to do that naturally. I don't know how to do it staged.
And where did you go to school at elementary school?
I went to elementary school in Georgia, so I'm a Georgia girl.
Georgia? Huh? Yes. And what brought you to Indianapolis, Indiana?
So it was a whole cycle of everything. We were very nomadic. So graduated from high school in Virginia.
Okay.
Went to undergrad in Radford and then got an opportunity, Radford, Virginia. Then got an opportunity to be a coach in Murray State University in Kentucky.
Okay.
And then my mom moved to Indianapolis and I didn't want to go anywhere without already being. So I decided to move with her.
Look at you. And I like the way you said you were nomadic, like growing up. And you weren't even a military family.
Nope.
So that really is going to help us with our topic today. So, Tiffany, you don't have to share how old you are, but kind of tell me a little bit about what you do for a living now.
I will tell you how old I am. I'll be 36 years old this Friday.
36!
I'm happy about that. You know, back in the day, people say, ooh, don't tell your age.
Yes.
I like it. I'm good with it. I'm 36 years old. And I am currently an associate principal for Next Generation High School. I love it. Love my babies. Love, as we say, scholars.
Educator.
Educator all day, every day.
Love it. And the reason that I am so blessed to have you here with me today is it's going to be a genuine conversation. Mm-hmm. I watch your journey. And the thing about it is you're very open and authentic, and you're vulnerable with your journey.
Right.
So you're very intelligent. You know what you want in life. You go for it. And I mean, you're a single woman that's a homeowner. Mm-hmm. You have master's degrees. You're very, very vigilant about what you want in life. Mm-hmm. But yet there was this element in you that you began to share on social media.
Right.
So when I say finding the beauty inside of you, you tell me, because I didn't pre-write any questions or anything, did I?
No.
Nothing is scripted. I just like to go with the flow. You tell me when I gave you that topic, which you said, okay, I know where she's going with this.
So I knew where you're going. So those of you who know me, most of you may not, but I am currently bald. And
beautiful.
And amazingly beautiful, okay? And it was a journey for me to start loving myself through all of that. I know you and I talked about the wigs and how to do this, how to do that. But I have alopecia.
Okay.
Went through the whole process. I think you were with that as well when I went to the doctors and, you know, they...
What made you go to the doctor? Because, you know, many of us as African-American women, not saying that Caucasian, Hispanic, and Asian women don't have this issue, but hair is a big deal in our community.
Big.
So what even made you go to the doctor when you, you know, did you start, your hair started to fall out? Did you start to see something was just different?
So I remember when I was a freshman in college, I went to go get my hair done and I saw like a little spot and I was like, I'm losing my hair there. But over the years, and I would say about 8 or 9 years, it just got bigger and I got more concerned because I couldn't hide it anymore.
Gotcha.
So I was natural for 10 years.
Yes, and you looked good.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you. You look good now, but even through your journey, it wasn't like a devastating journey. You know how some people, all the, you know, they lose their hair and then they're trying to figure something out. Right. You always knew how to take care of yourself.
Well, I did have moments where I would wash my hair and I knew I had to cover it. And, you know, my curls were super popping.
Yes.
But I had this whole crown that was missing and I got to a point where I couldn't hide it anymore. So I went to the doctor and was like, hey, what's going on? Is there anything I can do? Because I was getting a little depressed behind it. So I wanted to stop that. And I just said, you know what? One night went to Walmart, got those clippers, called my family, had my sister on FaceTime.
Okay.
Cut it off.
And you did it.
Did it.
And you did it. And how did you feel that moment after?
Like most people say, oh, I cry, but I feel amazing. I was like, man, thanks my grandmother for shaping my head when I was younger.
No, you do have a beautiful shaped head.
Thank you. But I felt like I didn't have any burdens. I didn't have any worries anymore. But it wasn't immediate that I felt that. I felt that behind my doors of my home.
Okay.
So the reason and when I decided to step out and when I got the courage to step out is because I was having these conversations with my students.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you were still, you know, wearing a hat, wearing a wig, or wearing something to school, to work.
Yes.
But at home, you were free.
I was free.
So tell me when you made that transition to say, okay, now I'm going to take this outside of my home. Because there's some women that won't leave their house without makeup, that will put their lashes, nothing against you all.
Right.
But we're talking about this liberation, the finding where true beauty comes from.
Right.
And what is it that made you say, I'm going to do this out in the open?
100% truth. I was talking to my students, and it was like every day I was telling a young woman, a young girl, or even a young boy, hey, it doesn't matter what somebody says about you. Everybody has flaws.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everybody has something that they're hiding, and then it just hit me when they left my office. Like, Tiffany, you hiding too. You're not being your authentic self either.
That's
so
good.
I made a decision. I was like, yeah, in January, I'm going to go. And I couldn't do it.
So you gave yourself a date.
Don't we do that?
Why do we do that? I'm going to do it when I turn 40. I'm going to do it in January. I'm going to do it the next year. I'm with you on that.
But it was funny because it was like early May. I had told that I was going to do it. They came back around. I was like, I thought you was not going to wear wigs no more.
Wow.
Boom. Bust me out.
So did.
So graduation came around. And then...
So the high school graduation came.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, there it is. Summer school's getting ready to start. Let me make sure I'm fully shaven to go to the dudes to figure
out... So you did it for summer school?
I did.
Okay.
So I walked in. You know, the adults had already seen, but all the kids were in the
cafeteria.
And
you know they could throw some shade.
Listen, and I had 3 schools in one.
Woo.
And all the students at the schools knew me at all 3 schools.
Okay.
So I walk in the cafeteria like, yes, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
And all the confidence in the world. And the cafeteria, I swear, went quiet.
Like birds chirping.
And I was like, what y'all looking at? I know y'all seen me before. It's still Miss Evans. And next thing you know, everybody just fell out laughing. And I just started like doing the model walk down the cafeteria, and my students were like, Miss Evans, for real? And it was it from there. And I had
Give her a hand clap right there. Put that hand clap in there. Put you here. Yes, yes, yes. But the thing about it, I've always told educators, from me being a former principal and dean, you better have thick skin if you work in a school, because young people will tell you honestly.
Yep.
I'll never forget, I used to cut my hair, wear weave. Cut my hair, wear weave. Do that. And it took, one of my 7th grade students said, Miss Ramsey, you need to figure out what you want to do.
Right.
And I said, what do you mean? She said, 1 minute, you cut your hair and you got this nice haircut. And then the next minute you come in and you got all this long hair on. And I laughed to myself, but I said, she was right. Even at that time, she didn't know what I was dealing with, trying to figure out what look I liked. But I had to have that thick skin to look at a 7th grader and say, "You." And I remember her name to this day. Her name was Tiffany. Come to find out.
Somebody, isn't it?
And I looked at Tiffany and said, you know, you're right, Tiffany. You're right. So once the students gave you that, like, aha moment. How did you feel?
It felt amazing. Had several, you know, students that were, I called my babies.
Uh-huh.
I was like, Miss Evans, that took a lot of courage. That was great.
That's
and
good.
They was like, it fits you. Okay, cool. And then I started, you know, after the summer, I knew school was going to hit. So I was like, all right, I got to, you know, amp this up a little bit, look a lot more feminine.
Okay, so tell me in that, because I was going to ask you even about on your job, because, you know, as African-American women, you know, sometimes we feel like we have to dress more covered up because we're more full-figured in certain areas, or we feel as if, okay, I have to tone this down, tone that down. What made you say I need to be more feminine?
So honestly, I got called sir so much.
At school?
No, not at school, just out in public. Because, you know, at school it felt like family. Everybody knows who you are. So out in public, I'm like, okay, I have all these, you know, I'm not small or nothing. Everything's out there. So why am I still being called sir? So again, in order to not have an insecurity grow, I was like, let me just do this for me. It wasn't for anybody else, but I'm like, let me figure this out. So I started watching makeup tutorials and figuring everything out for myself, not for anybody else. Okay.
And were you dating at the time when you made the decision?
No.
You truly made that decision for you. So Tiffany found the beauty inside of her, and her journey was different than someone else's journey. Yet, Tiffany, why did you feel that was important for you?
It was just important to be my authentic self, because if I kept hiding, nobody would know who the true me was. And I could be changing somebody else's perspective on their own life. And no matter what they're going through, whether it's hair, figment, anything, you know, they can find the courage through what I did.
And in the midst of your journey, I love you did so many unique things. You pledged a sorority. Like, you really, when I say you came out.
I did.
You came out. So what gave you that boldness and that confidence?
You know what? I can only say it was God, because it wasn't. And I know everybody around me encourages me, because you were a big encouragement as well, you know, other people. But it was more of me just saying it's time to be free, it's time to be who I really am, it's time to do the things that I wanted to do and what makes me whole.
Good.
So that was the journey.
And you believe, just like I do, in having a village and multiple resources. We believe in holistic approaches to self-healing and self-worth. I've shared many times this year with women, I believe this is the year that you need to work on your mental health, your spiritual wealth, and your physical endurance. You've always functioned that way. I've known you for many, many years. What did you do to make sure that you could continue to walk in this freeness? How did you support yourself?
So just continuing to just recreate myself, not being stuck, not being stagnant. I'm actually in that phase still of now breaking out into different colors instead of just wearing, you know, the blacks, the browns, the grays.
Why did we do that? When we have full figures,
I don't
know. Black.
But I always say, oh, I love black with a little splash of color. But now I'm like, no, you're going to see this color. It's okay.
It is. And it's good. And not only did you start to watch tutorials and play with makeup, but you launched your own business.
I did.
So tell us about that.
So with doing makeup tutorials and everything, I was taking, of course, the kids on a college tour. And I was like, let me be real cute. It was around my birthday.
Yeah.
Let me go get some lashes put on. But let me tell you, them things burn.
I'm not good at putting lashes on.
No, I had the individuals put on.
Oh, and it can. Yes, that
they burn so bad. And I didn't know I was allergic. So on the trip, I was ripping them out because they was burning so bad.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I love this look. But let me find a way to do it without killing myself.
Gotcha.
So I started trying all these lashes, and some of them felt plastic, just felt like they was poking me and all this stuff. I'm like, no, it got to be a better way. So when I actually started finding some brands that I felt were great and some looks that were great for me, I would be going on trips for AP meetings and stuff and in the airports and think, oh my gosh, your lashes are so cute. Your lashes are adorable on you.
Good.
You know, and I was like, I'm spending a lot of money on lashes. How do I make this work for me?
Yes.
So I ended up, our school had a guest speaker come in and she started talking about, you know, your destiny and actually doing some things that are good for you and making your brand yourself.
Making your brand yourself. I like that. I'm going to have to quote that. Yep. Make your brand yourself. And you took that and you digested it.
I did. So I started going online, finding different lashes, really shopping them.
Okay.
And I found a lot of them that were amazing. I think that they weren't too long, weren't too short, and I think would fit everybody, not just one specific demographic. And once I let my friends look at them, and they were just like, yo, this is you've done something here. So I started ordering them.
Good.
And that's how Queen's Beauty came about.
Queen's Beauty. And so if someone wants to order your beautiful lashes and look at your journey, how can they do that?
So they can go to queensbeauty.bigcartel.com, and you spell it KWENSBEAUTY.bigcartel.com.
Definitely. And in the description for this podcast, I will have that information in there for them. So before we leave out today, Tiffany, if there are three tips that you can give a young woman that's listening, she may be single, she may be married, divorced, or widowed, and you want her to understand the beauty is inside of her, but she does have to find it. What would be three things that you would tell her?
I would tell her to live her truth.
That's good.
Be who she absolutely is, and do not fear what other people say.
Did you hear what she said? Plain to the point is something that you can apply to your life today, that you can truly understand that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a Christian like I'm a Christian, and that's something we believe and we stand on. And I loved how many times you used the word be your authentic self. That is something that I try to demonstrate so that people can emulate,
right,
understanding how to be their true self. Helen Keller says this: the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. I felt your beauty before I saw the transformation, because you love hard and you love genuine. And anyone that loves genuine, I'm attracted to those type of people. People that work hard and are go-getters, I'm attracted to those type of people. And if you are that type of a person, make sure you surround yourself with those type of people. Is there anyone that you want to give a shout out to before we end out our time together today?
Well, of course, give a shout out to my mother, Jackie Sissel, and Alicia Ramsey.
Oh, that's me. Thank you so much. Well, I'm so blessed to have wonderful women in my life, and you are one of those people, Tiffany, and I just want to say thank you for being a part of today's She Word podcast. The topic today was finding the beauty inside of you, and you have found the beauty inside of you, Tiffany. So remember, check out her lashes. You can go to the description and find that information. In addition to that, make sure you share and tell someone about this amazing topic that we had today. I'll see you again.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thanks for being a part of our podcast today.
Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.